Disclaimer, if you or anybody you know is addicted to gambling or has an issue with gambling problems, go to www.patreon.com/joytactics for a community of people that are like-minded and want to encourage your behavior.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
All right, wow. This is the gambling files. It's a, you know, it's something we've been skirting around and we've been avoiding talking about for a very long time, even though we've been to Atlantic City and talked about it.
We should have had a gambling bets that you could make on the Joy Tactics this episode.
Oh, okay, you know that's a good one.
Right.
So yeah,
and we get a certain percentage.
Yeah,
we
get
a cut off the top of every bet plays just for facilitating. Yeah. This is how a businessman thinks. Okay. Mm.
Wow. Not a gambling man, a businessman.
No. Because the best casino owners never touch their own, get high off their own supply. They get high off of business deals, not off of roulette. Okay?
I'm not a gambling man. I'm gambling, man. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a business, sir.
Wow.
So let's talk about maybe let's get everybody in on this. How did this come about? Why is it so relevant to speak on? Is it because life is a gamble? Is it because you won the lottery by being the correct semen molecule? No. It's because of...
By the way, you all did.
Well,
everybody listening won that damn lottery, the consciousness lottery. Some of the molecules ended up as worms and even as trees and dandelions. You better count your lucky stars that you can... Huh?
You're saying that...
I'm saying...
A semen molecule...
Out of all the molecules...
I don't think that's...
A semen couldn't turn into a worm, dude.
Oh, you're saying pre-semen.
No, consciousness.
Oh, you're saying... Wow.
Once again, I'm about four steps ahead of you guys. No, I'm talking about all molecules.
Really? Okay, so what people don't talk about is... This is very interesting, sir.
Yeah.
What people don't talk about is, right, winning the sperm lottery of getting out the nuts, but what comes before that, and I apologize for speaking crudely, but what comes before that is the molecule of consciousness going into that
correct
pool. So there's many...
Correct. Even getting into that nut pool. That's right.
I know.
To get into the nut pool from the cosmic pool is already...
That's right.
Exactly.
So you think there's a button in the pre-kind of primordial, like, sort of ethos of heaven, whatever exists before this life, we're just balls of consciousness. We press a button, mosquito, and they're like, fuck, are you kidding me, dude?
That's right.
I'm like,
are you kidding me, bro?
Sperm. And then you're like, oh, shit, I might have a chance. I might have a chance.
Yeah, right.
One in fucking 500
mosquito.
Trillion.
Oh, then you get sperm.
5 million.
Sperm. Oh, sperm. Sperm. Fucking pelican. Oh, no. Go again. Zing.
Not
sperm,
a pelican.
Sperm. No, you don't want to be that.
Oh, but
they
have
eggs.
I bet pelican's pretty high up on the fucking list. You know what I mean? Because what? You could be a rock.
Right.
And if you're a rock, bro.
Oh, right. Oh yeah,
you have
bro.
To wait until.
Rocks don't have consciousness, dude.
So
if you believe that, we are in for a debate.
Careful, dude. You need to be careful about this. All matter is consciousness.
You know
what I mean?
I have a very...
You realize
very,
this is conscious, right?
Well, everything is... All molecules of the universe experiencing itself, of course. Looking at itself in the mirror,
right.
Checking itself out.
The Sagan.
Out. Say it again?
The Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan said that.
Right. He's very smart to have said that too before he went. But what I'm saying is, no, I got this. Fuck, this is crucial.
Come on.
What was it?
Dig.
All right, wait.
Please keep going, dude. Push. This podcast,
God, we
people are saying
gambling,
it's slipping,
pelicans.
Dude.
No, it's not slipping. A slip up is a slip back for a slip up. Wait, what? I'm so sad about this, man. It was a pretty fun one to talk about.
A slip up is a setup for a slip back.
A slip up is a, a slip up is a slip back for a slip slipping on him. All right, so what I'm saying, can we do it where we recap what we just said 12 seconds ago?
Yeah,
we were talking about the gambling, and then we talked about the ultimate gamble, which is the consciousness lottery, and how we are all
winning. I got it.
Off the bat.
I'm sorry to scream.
Okay.
But I just remembered what my question was for you guys.
Yes,
what
please.
The fuck is a rock? Because when people say rock, does clay count as a rock? Does granite count as a rock? Like, when I see a rock, like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? What is that? Is rock its
own thing? All right, how do I break this down for you, dude? You know what a mineral is, right?
Yeah, I put them in my amino water. Why?
And Eric, I want to apologize to you real quick because I once saw you reading a fifth grade geology book, and I said, how is this ever going to pay off? And for you, I don't understand why you're reading this and why you're studying this, and it's just like, but I just want to formally apologize to you because I know what you're about to say is going to really, you know, pay off. Your studies have been paying off.
It's a slip back.
Buying like a Red Flyer wagon full of like fifth grade books and like just studying, highlighting them all, like really grinding, just learning. And oh wait, I just want to say this about consciousness right now. There's a bug that I almost just squished. It's walking right towards my laptop. I don't want it to go into the infrastructure with the microchips, but I don't want to kill it after this conversation because Lord knows karma. These bugs are only around for so long. These molecules could have waited 400 million years, and that's, by the way, baby years. Shit for the universe,
right?
To become that bug. So I'm not fucking ending that life. Let the bugs live. But all rocks, right. Okay, so minerals basically coalesce, and different types of minerals will then form something called a rock.
Don't bullshit with me right now.
Let me give you guys...
just say you don't know.
Let me say a couple words right now. Sedimentary. Metamorphic.
Ignatius.
Ignatius.
That's all three volcanic. Words to describe
volcanic,
me.
Volcanic. Ash.
That's all fucking adjectives for me.
Sedentary.
Sedimentary rocks. Sedimentary rocks are the rocks that are a coagulation of sand and dirt, basically, if I could put it into a simple terms for the layman's out there.
Interesting.
Now, I could go into the deep molecular geometric structures of these objects, but I'm not going to.
Of course. We all could, but it's just like, what, for the sake of the podcast, let's just keep it high level.
All right. So what all we did is... all right. So let's get back to the topic at hand. So why we're
gambling.
Discussing gambling, GAMBLING, is because Nate and I just did some of that financially. And this is a very good strategy.
Sheesh.
So if you live in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New Jersey, Connecticut, or Michigan, you have the ability to play blackjack and casino games and slot machines on your phone right now.
Oh, and I'm just learning. This is a perfect chance for me to get a referral code to use my DraftKings.
Nate,
because that's what happened. Jack gave me his DraftKings referral, and I got $100 just to once I put in five. And dude, I just got basically like $100. I'm up $117 bucks. It's basically free.
It's literally free money, dude. And there's no downsides.
It will never go south. It will never turn into an addiction. Yeah. Ever.
No, it couldn't.
If you do it this way.
And what we did on top of that is, so we said, okay, we're going to Philadelphia. Let's get breakfast. Oh, shit. I spent $18 on breakfast at Starbucks and getting hand sanitizer.
That's nothing.
Okay, guess
that's
what?
That's nothing.
Hit the blackjack, make it back. Okay, what's for lunch? Bibimbap, $20. Play the blackjack. Play for it.
Bibimbap.
Okay, $20. Boom, we're eating. Okay, what do you want to do? Go on the roller rink? That's going to be $20. Play blackjack for it on your phone. Why isn't every single state like this? I just can't see why not.
DraftKings.
DraftKings.
It's DraftKings. It is what I'm trying to find I'm trying to beat you guys to the punch for.
Can you do it in Cali? Is it? I know you can do sports, but can you do like the blackjack shit?
No, I just laid the five states. So what I'm saying is, you know what, though? You don't need our codes. Just do yourselves a favor and do that, and then you have a free ability, $100 to upgrade your tier membership. It's that simple.
I'm just saying, like, if you're in one of those states, like, just do the get so you know somebody who's a fucking addicted to gambling, get them to give you their referral code.
So that's me.
All you gotta do is put $5
right.
in.
Okay, so Nate, let me ask you this. How much more fun was I to hang out with when you could do nothing to get me off of my
phone? I basically didn't even see you. You were it was like talking to a wall, you know, like it was so It was like I was not when even there.
When Jack and I were in Philly, we had to, about a, you know, what, a month ago now, we had to, we did our show, we went to the casino, we still had to drive back to New York that night. It was getting close to midnight, it's a 2-hour drive back, and I was saying, we had spent about an hour at the casino, I'm saying, Jack, come on, let's go, man. He's white knuckling the fucking roulette table.
What you don't realize is how close you are. It's so close to leave while you're down. That's the only way to lose. The only people who lose at gambling are the people who quit. Okay, you keep going, you're still in the running. What do they say?
Yeah.
So when it just feels so foolish to ever leave a casino when I'm looking at these machines, especially the slot machines, and I'm analyzing, oh, this is what the mini is. This is what the major is, right? These are the bonuses.
Yeah.
This one's about to pop. I can see it right now. Oh, my God. I'm pushing people out of the way, trying to get in here. I'm using all my limbs and, like, different extenders to, like, try and hit multiple machines at once and just spin.
This is what I've noticed, and I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this right now. I'm gonna ask you a question, Jack, and you're gonna prove my theory correct. And I know you are. I'm gonna ask you this question, and all you have to do is simply answer the question.
Okay? Honestly, or do you want me to fuck with you?
No, you just have to. Wherever your brain goes to, I ask you this question,
I feel powerless.
You have to just answer whatever your brain tells you to say. Okay. So I'm going to ask you, over the course of your life, how much are you up or down just in terms of gambling?
400.
It's tough to calculate just how far into the green I am, but...
So you just proved my theory correct.
God damn it.
Everybody who gambles is like gambles regularly is down. Just down. It's why just down. No, just hold on. They're all down. And immediately when you ask this question, they pivot and they say, well, I was actually up like, no, you're fucking down 11 grand and just say it. And they can't, they just say like, well, last week I actually,
what's funny is being down 11 grand is 10 bucks.
That's the first thing they say. And then I have to pry them. No. I asked you, over the course of your life, how much are you up or down?
All right. Let me really go through every single one.
This is Nate on the fucking street corner, by the way, in Manhattan, screaming about gambling.
If you get rid of the $500 that I lost on an Antigua and Barbuda website, okay, that doesn't count. Get rid of the other $500 that I lost when I had a panic attack.
You'll just never get a straight answer.
On an airplane to Costa Rica, and I went to a casino by myself in Maryland, and I lost $500 there. That one doesn't count either because it was a mental health crisis. Okay, now, right, that one doesn't count. So take away a G off of that right away. Now factor in, Eric, was this us when we went up about $40 in Atlantic City with Max.
When? Wow, that was early days gambling,
okay.
Dude.
That's, wow. I'm taking we it all babies. The way back, okay? Now let's think about, now let's forget everything that's happened between then and yesterday. How much did we go up yesterday? You, $115. Me, $120.
Here, ask me that same question. About. Eric, you asked me this question, the same question I asked Jack.
How much are you up or down in your lifetime of gambling?
Down about $500 total.
That's not nothing. That's nothing. You're down $500?
Wow.
But I just
$500 is nothing. Did you just hear that, folks?
Dude, Nate, you realize that you are scarce. Wait, Nate, you realize your scarcity mindset, right? You're clearly scarcity mindset, and I feel.
What is this topic?
Bro, it's scarcity versus abundance mindset. So if your scarcity mindset means that it means that you live your life thinking nothing else is coming, let's hoard everything, hold on to what you have, and if someone else gets this thing, that means I can't have it. There's not enough to go around. That's how fucking losers think, dude. Okay? Abundance mindset is I didn't get this one. There's another one out there. This is a big world. Let's
so
keep
you're
going.
Saying-
let's find that.
So you're saying, Eric, that an abundance mindset is going to the Grove and getting Ray-Bans and
Nate,
Vans?
Be very careful, Nate.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That made me and laugh so hard, your story.
And there's nothing wrong with getting Ray-Bans. Okay? There's nothing
like
wrong
have,
with getting Ray-Bans that don't fit your face.
That's
you
a co-op.
You find an endless, like, there's, so just when I think there's not, like, a brand that is funny for you to like realistically purchased, but also funny to, you know, like, it's just endless. Like, you thinking getting Ray-Bans is sick is like,
it's like
something
so
you
sick.
Actually bought, but also like, you're like, as your online persona, like, you're,
you know,
where does reality, you know, start, and where,
that's a great interview question.
Where does it because this you're is bleeding into your persona, and where does it end, when does it
right
start?
The only person that I'm going to answer that question for is Sean Evans, and so you guys aren't fucking getting that shit now. Okay, in about 8 years, wow, I'll be answering that after downing the bomb with no reaction. But for real, I did take that. I first person to have like a seizure on. That's not funny. Hot ones.
But what is
not
your
funny.
Grove review? You're at the Grove, right?
Oh, I was at the Grove. Yes,
you're choking
awesome
up
sauce.
Right now.
It's great. Yeah, I'm getting a little emotional about it. I'm not kidding you. You know, Jack's been to my hometown mall, Alderwood Mall. And when I was a kid, I was like, this is where everybody likes to fucking chill, and people are so happy here, and they have the outdoor seating and little fireplaces and shit, and everybody's drinking mojitos and appetizers. Yeah, we went to the Alderwood Mall to buy hats.
Oh, I remember.
To buy hats.
Real quick.
Yeah, but...
Real quick, just... people are talking about your, like, Seattle accent in the comments. And is this because I've noticed that you say "heppy" instead of "happy"?
What's that?
A is "heppy" a Pacific Northwest thing, like putting an E affectation on A's?
Heppy.
No, it can't be. I'm happy.
Heppy. You say heppy.
I'm so heppy. Maybe I'm like trying.
Is that
to
a be, Seattle? Is that a Pacific Northwest thing?
Heppy.
No. No, I think I'm Anglophile. I think I like the Brits so much that I want to...
Hippie.
Hippie. A bit happy.
Hippie.
I don't know, bro, but people need to stop.
Kind of disappointed
I want people to...
This is something that you're studying, the regional dialects of America.
Well, the book's not out yet, but I want people to stop coming for me now. Stop it now. Stop trying to destroy my life. Stop trying to say that I'm not from Seattle and that I'm lying about my past. I need you all to stop right now. You can't imagine being in my position trying to make content. You know how much harder it is to make content for you guys when I'm being attacked viciously online?
That's hard to hear.
It just makes me sick. I want to get in the brain of one of those people that comments that shit and just be like, yo, what happened to you, bro? Or a girl or a woman? I don't know.
There was a really funny comment that can you actually pull up the YouTube real quick? I want to read this verbatim. This was made me laugh. Our comments on our YouTube are so funny.
Pretty funny.
I don't know if you'll think it's funny, Eric.
Which video is
the most recent one? wait. It was the Burt Kreischer one. Maybe it was on the Tour of Manhattan one. Just pull it up. I responded to it. Wait. Is that it? Was the Burt Kreischer? It was basically like your
no, bro.
Read it verbatim. did you see this one?
I hear the Burt Kreischer. No, bro, I didn't see this. You know, you realize I'm disconnected.
Go to the Brooklyn
now.
One. Okay, wait. No, it was on the YouTube.
I haven't read this shit in
but
over
I gotta
5 days.
Through this cause
oh, right. Because
it's
you want me to look it up? You want me to look it up and feel the torture in person?
Wait.
Hold on. We're
oh, Joy Tactics. Okay. That looks so good in this. Thank you so much. Dean Marshall.
Go down. It's kind of a longer comment.
Okay.
Where the fuck is it?
It doesn't exist. Oh, there it is.
Oh, here it is. Eric is like the Burt Kreischer, but if the machine was completely internal in emotional conflict.
And I'm too stupid to get that.
Oh, that's well, you thing. Haven't. You don't know about the machine, dog.
I
you didn't come to my fucking live watch party for the
watch
machine.
Watch the machine when that right now.
Debuted.
And by the way, oh, it's hilarious to be compared to Burt Kreischer. He's the bro. you should be so lucky to be compared to one of the most successful stand-up comedians and internet personalities in the world, who, by the way, doesn't even look bad at all. He's got a great build. He's doing kettlebell swings for over 200 reps of kettlebell swings. You all couldn't do that?
He's a laughing stock, dude. That's the reality, man. He's a laughing stock. Just kidding. Incorrect. Nobody's a laughing stock in the industry.
Yeah, you just messed up your Two Bears, One Cave interview. Not me. Oh, not
it's
Eric.
It's going to be Three Bears, One Cave as not soon as me. I move to Colorado with them. Or
not messing up my Two Bears interview. Nope.
Two Bears.
Well, what were you saying? I cut you off like 14 times.
Hear you guys' voices.
I feel like you were... you okay, Eric?
I don't want to get into it, but yeah, I'll just say it's really good to see you guys.
Eric moved into a funeral home. I'd like to acknowledge the background.
Man. I remember being depressed when I was younger and just like looking up the most, what I considered to be like badass jobs. And or just like most like, oh, what's going on with Eric if he took that job? Like looking up funeral home, whatever, embalmers, working in a morgue.
That's the most badass job in the world. Because
you imagine, like, what do you do for a living?
At all times,
I work in a morgue.
Do you remember those, like, those days in school when you'd have to like fill out a piece? Or at least I did this. You had to like research a career in like the fourth grade. It's like, what, you know, what's maybe a career you'd want, and you have to research like the salary, what it would like, just different components of it. And I researched being a cartoonist.
Interesting.
Did you guys have like a similar thing like this where you had to like do a research paper on like a job that you might want to have?
I'm not kidding you guys. I watched Princess Diaries and wanted to become an actor because I watched the special features about how Anne Hathaway was picked to... This is the first time I remember wanting to be an actor, is watching the special features, seeing how she got cast and how she was a nobody, and then she got Princess Diaries, and then I remember that the director was like, if you want to be an actor, you have to have really good teeth.
And when they say good, they don't mean good looking. They mean you need to be able to bite through all sorts of fucked up shit,
chew and eat on camera,
functionality.
But
Anne Hathaway,
no, I didn't
put it down food wise.
Oh, bro. Anne Hathaway can eat for sure in a healthy way.
Yeah. If I see ever,
so,
I'd love to see her having a bite.
Yeah. And shout out, can we just shout out Anne Hathaway for a second? Because
of course we can.
God
shout
knows
her out.
God knows she's gotten her fair share of people shit talking her and saying this and that about her. Give it a rest. You know how hard it is to be a top actor, actress.
She's
in pretty versatile, by the way.
She's in Les Mis. Of course. She's in. Get Smart.
She's in. Get Smart.
Be honest, I'm having a tough time. This is crazy, but I'm having a tough time picturing who Anne Hathaway is.
Are you
I really think I have it in my brain.
That's like
you're
gonna
get
George
but
Washington,
I'm literally
dude.
Like only like 92% sure that this is Anne Hathaway. Is that crazy? I'm so bad
That's
with
crazy.
Like actor names.
How could that be?
We should have a segment
scene
called
where she's
Flowers. Giving actors and actresses flowers that they don't. Oh yeah, that's who I was thinking.
Are you
of.
Kidding me? She's the white Penelope Cruz, I'll say.
Yeah.
It.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Remember Anne Hathaway. Oh bro.
She looks like
I
she
really enjoyed the movie The Intern. You know the movie The Intern?
Yeah, of course I do.
This is where Robert De Niro, who's much older, becomes actually her intern. And
really?
He's old. I'm going to probably watch that today. I got some time. Not even being ironic about this. I really thought that movie was sweet. Okay?
That's okay.
But back to gambling, man. I mean, we're obviously dodging it because it's hurt people close to us.
Oh, can I bring
something
back up?
But we have to not
then?
Shy away from it.
Please.
What? So just to get back to Nate's unfortunate, I don't know what to call it, but it's fucking annoying. But basically, you're saying gambling's bad, right? Don't do it.
I did not. Don't put fucking words in my mouth,
that's
man.
That's what you said, bitch. And you're in person now, so don't you dare talk shit about me, okay?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right. This is the first time me and Nate. So what I'm saying is, if we had gone to Philadelphia with Nate's scarcity mindset, we would have had to pay for lunch. We would have had to pay for the train tickets. We would have had to play for roller skating.
Embarrassing.
Now, guess what? Because we went with my abundance mindset, my gambling. Mm. Why else are you alive if not to risk, you know, take risks, right?
Right,
so
right.
So we go to Philadelphia. So this is what I'm saying. Don't you realize what a fool you sound like when you say, how much have you made and lost over your whole life? How much have you loved in your whole life?
Wow.
See what I'm saying? Oh, I'm too afraid.
Let me tell you this, Nate.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the sound cut out. Let me tell you this, Nate.
I fully was like that.
You know what they tell soldiers going into battle to ease their nerves?
Can't even see Eric.
Do you know about this?
What?
They say that the bullet that is going to kill you has had has had your name written on it since the day you were born. You cannot stop what's going to happen. So put the pedal to the metal. Try something out in life because that bullet's going to kill you anyways. You know what I mean? You might as well just take some risks and see what happens. See if it don't help a little.
Wow.
I see it's
hitting you guys. Well, I just need to I need to process all this, and I'm going to take my time to process this because decisions and lifestyle choices aren't made in a second overnight. They take time. They take days, weeks, months, years, decades. So, yeah, I might not be able to use the – What did you just say? Say that again.
I said for losers it might, dude.
Oh shit! This is the end. This is how Joy Tactics ends, right here. Right?
By the way, dude, isn't it weird that you're in LA, Eric, and I'm in New York? Did we just swapped? We just did a wife swap, me and Eric. And
wife swap. Would you guys ever? I would do a wife. Well, no, I wouldn't. I meant to say I wouldn't ever do a wife swap, ever.
Because you're loyal. Yeah. Too much loyalty.
Think about that shit. I don't even want to think about that shit, dude.
I would swap wives if it meant getting medical treatment for the other wife. If it was like, oh, I'm swapping wives with somebody from another country, and they get a chance to come to America to get medical treatment. Of course, I would swap my wife in that case.
I feel like that's an app. That's a fucking new app ecosystem that we.
I would do a homie swap,
medical wife swap, a homie swap,
the homie swap. Well, yeah. Let me just say, I want to. How do we get? I'm just wondering how we can do this with Pedro Pascal somehow.
Oh, you want to hang out with his friends or with him?
Hit up his friends. Okay, we poach his friends and say, "Yo, we have something called a homie swap documentary that we're
DM
making."
Documentary.
Yeah, DM his best friend, find the best friend, and then he's like, "Well, I guess I have to throw my best friend into this," and it's Pedro Pascal.
Uh oh. And I'm switching with Pedro. I'm the one they swap it with, and so I'm out there.
Yeah, you got to go chill with his best friends. Friend. Yeah, and I get to fucking go do ketamine.
We're going on bike rides and opening coconuts from street vendors and talking about...
Coconuts.
Yeah. When I see a coconut on the side of the road, here's a funny picture I get from my dad very frequently. Every time he gets coconuts from street vendors a lot, and every time he gets one, he'll send me a pretty scary selfie of him with a coconut in the middle of the city. It's an odd picture.
In Virginia?
Yeah, you can get on a bike trail in Virginia up to D.C. That's pretty fun. And you guys are trying to get me not to gatekeep. Yeah, I'm gatekeeping this coconut street vendor in Virginia. Nice try, man.
Is there a coconut grove that they get the coconuts from?
I've been looking for all my whole life, so I don't know. I know that there is one, but I don't know.
Wait.
We're going to find you a coconut grove. And I want to say, Nate, say what you're saying, but I have a memory about coconut that I want to tell you guys.
And then I'll... okay. This is what I want to say. I think we need to talk about gatekeeping.
Okay.
Let
me say my coconut shit then real quick. Let me just say the coconut. Because
this is
going to
be this might be turn into a 4-hour discussion. So say your little coconut. Quip.
Well, one of the most beautiful moments of my life was when I worked on the cruise ship when we went to this, I forget what island this was, but we went to a little island in the Caribbean. It was me and two other cast members from the improv crew you know, the Second City Improv crew.
Come on, shout out. Colors.
We got in a van with some tourists from maybe Russia, and we're talking on the way over there. And me and my, and Susan, you guys remember Susan, we're giggling in the back talking about something. And this Russian guy starts losing his shit. He goes, "Would you shut the fuck up? Shut the fuck." Like, it sounded like Bardia yelling at, like, you know what I mean? This guy was losing his shit at us for being loud and giggling in the back. And it was just silent. And I've never been more rage. I didn't say anything. I was 24. I was about 160 pounds. I didn't say shit, okay, but I was holding this rage, and I thought, how dare he shut me down? I'm a man. So I'm in a bad mood. But then we get to this little beach all alone, me, my friend Susan, and my other friend Liz, and we're chilling there. I'm stewing. God damn it. How dare people talk to a fellow human being like that? Then right. And no one's on this beach. Then who puts into the bay? There's a little bay. It's a George guy Sorda. In a little tiny ass boat. And guess what? He says, "Drink, I got drinks for sale." And you have to swim out to his little boat, right? And we're waiting in the water. And this guy has a pile of coconuts, a pile of pineapples. And he says, "What do you want?" And he's, you do coconut or pineapple. I was like, "Give me the coconut."
Yes.
He shucks that shit. He peels it, he cuts it out. So now it's a coconut cup, and he just puts raw liquor. I don't know what type of liquor. I couldn't put, probably rum, right? High proof rum. Fills that shit up to the brim with rum, puts a little something else in there, and I'm on the beach getting all, I was faded, fucked up from this coconut full of rum. And all my anger went away. That's what alcohol does for me. It actually removes my anger. I felt at peace with this Russian man. He must have gone through a loss that day or something. That's why he lost it on me. But that's my favorite memory with a coconut.
Thank you. That's awesome, man. Thanks for sharing that. And by the way, if you're keeping tabs, yeah, if you're down on your luck, go ahead. If you're pissed off, if it's not right, go ahead and get fucked up off of liquor and open up the gambling stuff, because these are basically the only two things you can do to get your life on track now. Not later. That's right. Not in a while. Have a drink right now and you're not mad anymore. Are you in a fucked up relationship? Poor. Drink now. Drink it. I don't care if it's 11 a.m. I had a friend that used to show up at my house at 11 a.m. with a 40-ounce in his hand, unannounced, just to argue with me and my parents about politics. And guess where he is now? I don't know. No, how dare you say that about Ian Michael Glassart, bitch? Don't you ever. No. Will say that this is what he was. He was somebody who was one of the first people to go viral on YouTube for music. Maybe I'll say who it is in the Patreon episode.
Drake.
By the way, the payout if you bet money on if Eric would bring up liquor in any way, shape, or form, the payout is basically 0.001 cents on that. If you put in $10, you're gonna make a penny off of that. So,
a hay penny.
Yeah, it's pretty much 100% odds in the Joy penny. Tactics DraftKings.
Bro, you know nobody talks about hay pennies anymore, bro.
I did. You're embarrassing just yourself now.
Talking about hay pennies.
But back to gatekeeping.
And I want to say we're going to address the rat beefs in the next episode. That's going to be dissecting the Kendrick fucking.
Yeah, we're dissecting the.
We're teaming
tap
up with,
into the Patreon. We're going to be going through Anthony Fontano style. What's his name?
Yeah, that's Joey Fontano.
Anthony. Joey Fontano. You know what his name is.
Anthony Fontano? Fontano? Is that his name? The bald ass rap guy? The white boy rap
bro,
guy?
Bro, he's going to.
Anthony Fantano. Anthony Fanta?
Stop disrespecting.
You know who he is.
We're teaming up with True Ananda.
That guy is a nightmare blunt rotation. Anyways.
Nate, be careful, bro. I'm just saying, be careful. We don't want him as a. We definitely
when my album drops, he's going to give it. Now you know why he's going to trash my album when it comes out. Now you know. When you see it happen, when I put out my when I drop my debut EP that has the song lengths of an LP, but I want to keep it an EP. It's the first EP, extended EP.
Put that finger down, bro.
Look how long this is.
Can we get your hand over here for a second? I just want people to understand how fucked up Nate's hands are?
I have big ass
hands. You see how big they... Because hold on a second. Because how tall are you, Nate?
6'1". 6'2", sometimes.
I got about 4 inches on Nate, and his hands are about double the size of my hands. Good God.
Look at that.
Good God.
Anyways... I want to keep it. I want to just let, because people are like, oh, well, Nate said he was going to say something about gatekeeping, and that was fucking 10 minutes ago. Yeah, I don't fucking forget what I'm about to say, and I'm going to bring it up right now.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Gatekeeping, we need to fucking talk about it. And I know I gatekept a YMCA location in a previous episode, but I personally think that gatekeeping, I'm done doing that. I'm never doing it again. And I think that we are in an era where we need to let everybody... We are in the era of free information on the internet. And why in the hell would I withhold knowledge that I have to the next generation? Because in the end, I care about this art form of creativity. And I want people to know what I know so that they can make their masterpieces. Why in the hell would I gatekeep opportunities, people... technological gear that I know about. I want to let people know that shit, okay? All and right. I don't want to gatekeep anything.
All right,
I'm an open book.
Show them the phone you got.
The phone I got?
Nate's talking about, well, he was gatekeeping his company.
Gear.
It's called T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I got an iPhone 13 now.
Nate's been
gatekeeping
T-Mobile on Myrtle. And Vanderbilt.
And I got scammed, I think. They added...
You were definitely finessed.
This is what happened, dude. I still don't know the full extent of the scam. I will see it on my bill coming up. But he was like, to get this discount, you need to add a line onto your bill. So now I have three lines, okay? I had two on there.
No,
Nate. My girlfriend. I had to add a line. Okay. And then I looked at the contract, and there was not one. There was two lines added. So I have two extra phone numbers. I have two extra phone numbers now that I'm not using, that I don't know where they are. I don't know how to access them. That can go to somebody. Bro. If somebody needs a number, hit me up. If you need a number for you're at the bar and you need a number for the side chick that you're talking to.
You're talking about burner
phones.
Yeah,
that burner phone.
You have a burner.
Hit me up.
How does it work? Who do you get the call if they call that number, though?
Yeah, and I will get, but I get to text them.
Yeah, okay, you'll be a wingman.
I guarantee you, the digital wingman, I will fucking hook it up. There's no question you're about to go home with their...
Laying it down over text.
I have a crazy T-Mobile account. 17 dudes of all their side chicks. I'm messaging all them.
I find it very hard to get on board with what you're saying, frankly, Nate. To stop gatekeeping. Very hard word to say. Because I guess this is where what's ironic is my scarcity mindset comes in. Where I go, I'm not telling people about UC Bleep because they have the best improv comedy shows. I'm not telling and classes that are going to take you to the next
let them know, bro. Just let them know.
I'm not going to. I can't this because then because I need to because I'm insecure about my bag. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Why am I going to tell people about the Toyota RAV? Bleep.
Because
you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Well.
Right.
What's the toy? You know what's curious alert? Curious alert? Curious alert?
What's so
what's
curious
what? Right now is that. Yeah, I might have a scarcity mindset when it comes to finances, but where I do have an abundance mindset is in ideas and information that do not have a monetary value associated with them.
And polyamory sexual abundance.
Yeah, I am not gatekeeping what is in my drawers.
I want to say birth rates are declining, and people are scoffing that this isn't a big deal. This is a big fucking deal. We have built a world around an 8-9 billion population count, whatever. If this goes down, horrible things will happen. Stop. Monogamy needs to end now. Stop it now. We need to get out there. Spread the love. Spread the babies,
one world polycule. Mm-hmm. We're all in one giant.
We are in one, bro.
That's right.
I want to stop pretending like. Yo, we made up all these rules because the Bible told me so. No, I didn't. And I feel like, you know, it's just, you know, I don't want to be on my deathbed going like, what? Why didn't I just, you know, get down a little more? You know what I'm saying?
Have 20 kids with 20 different women. Females,
that's what I'm saying.
And then have
right.
20. Yeah. And then.
I feel like that it might be what's holding back the aliens from coming down is that they're like, if we were all in one gigantic polycule, all right, and then the aliens hop in to that, right. I feel like they're coming down here to hook up.
I just got a good idea for a YouTube
channel. Oh, I know that there's sex tourism from the aliens. There's no question. They're already down here fucking.
Oh, well, look at Mitch McConnell. You already know he could unzip his fucking ass. He's definitely out here on a mission, and his mission is,
you know, he's barely fitting that big purple ass into that skin suit. It's basically just barely fitting in that
Are
shit.
Are you kidding me? I see his ass popping out like Scarlett Johansson and under the skin. Yep, watched that last night.
No, so what I'm we don't talk about people like that.
Oh, I've never talked about anybody. But what I'm saying is. Nah, Joy Tactics, can't remember.
Joy Tactics.
Oh, don't I look like shit. I look like Hey There Delilah right
Stop.
Now.
Stop. Stop it, man. Would you stop it, bro?
I look like a fucking baby. It sucks. I
you
got
look
a fucking
great.
MTV
Everybody's
shirt.
Complimenting
I look like someone
you.
With a gambling problem. I'm in the Target 2015 Target t-shirt.
You look great. Just, you know what I mean?
It's so pointless to be kind to yourself, to be frank. Because
says a lot. That you think that says a lot, dude.
It does say a lot, man. But what am I going to do, lie? Lie about my opinions and my truth? I'd rather just be honest, no matter how dark it is.
That's the last thing I'd want you to do.
This is what I want to bring up.
Nate wants to bring up pudding.
I want to bring up, do you think that you can gamble with emotions?
Mm.
Sometimes when you're putting yourself out there, do you think that is a gamble because maybe my vulnerability might not be met with kindness, loving affection. Maybe it might backfire me telling somebody something that I thought was going to.
Where's your head, man?
Dude.
All right, sorry.
Jack, stop. Like, I like your playful attitude, but it's not the time right now.
All right, you're right. Sorry. You're saying emotional.
No, that's right. It's a good question. People tend to think, I guess just from like their conceptions of me, whatever, that I have an unlimited social battery. And it's just frankly not the case. Okay, so people want to chill with me basically every night. And it's
it
just
feels a little different from what Nate.
Listen. It's a gamble, is it? Because I'm like, man, I'm on fucking empty right now. I need to go back home and do my whatever, Tybo, whatever. You know, do some me time, take a 2-hour shower, put it on the CPAP and just sit with it.
Your
on and be on my phone.
Self-care is
on
doing
TikTok.
Tybo. Putting in a Tybo
right,
DVD.
With Billy Blanks. Yeah, and then laying down in my bed with the CPAP in my nose and watching TikTok for 3 hours. That's what I did yesterday. Nice. So I could recharge like that, which I know helps recharge the battery, or I could gamble on a low battery and go out and see my friends. Is that worth it? You know what I'm saying? Is the extroversion going to actually recharge me? That's a gamble. Sometimes you don't, because it's weird for us combo extroverts and introverts. There's so few of us.
So you want me
you
to
gotta
say
just
real?
Be very careful, please.
Something really real, because at this point we've shaken off all the haters. So now I'm gonna give you the real story. Okay.
There's no haters left, bro.
Yeah, we shook them off. So what I'm saying is, yeah, one time, the only time in my life I've ever been depressed, usually I'm never, ever like that, but one time it got me, and I was sad as fuck, and I was thinking, maybe I'll cancel this comedy show, dude, because I don't want to bring my poisonous energy and influence people. I want to dive on the grenade of sadness that is live in the spiritual realm, and just let it go out. But what I didn't realize is I said, you know what? Let me get some sushi from the grocery store and eat it on the sidewalk. And then let me just drag my ass. Let me swallow my pride and drag my ass to the comedy show. And what happened when I got there?
And you
there?
Bodied so hard. Oh, my God. Hulu was there.
I bodied it so hard. Hulu was there. No, obviously Hulu wasn't there. That's not where I'm going with this. This is about human connection, dude. It's not about the industry.
Okay.
Even if there was somebody, right, even if there was, listen, I'm not going to lie and say that, yeah, all right, Three Arts was there. That is where this story is going. And wow. I got to ride in a
Spider-Man. Everybody that listens to this is going to recognize Three Arts.
Yeah, you don't know what Three Arts
definitely
is.
Definitely everyone knows what that is.
If you don't know what Three Arts is, turn this off right now because the rest of this episode is going to be boring. Yeah.
I think that, you know, I'm reading this book, Hyperion, okay? And the first two pages of it is just the characters, and then it has a description of the characters. It's not even a part of, like, a chapter.
Oh,
it's just,
I like that.
Here's the pilgrims that are your Avengers squad.
The glossary.
So you can kind of go back and be like, oh, because sometimes you gloss over a character's physical description or something like that, and you're like, oh, I forgot what they even look like and who they are. You can go back to this. And I think we need a Joy Tactics version of that where we can list all of the agencies just any sort of reference that, so we don't have to go, Three Arts is a management and agency company in the industry.
Right.
So you can just reference this.
You don't know Three
stuff.
Arts, CAA, and UTA, get them tattooed on your. On your bus,
we could have CAA in there. We could have different types of rum that we reference.
Right,
but WME, by the way,
of course,
that's a great one.
That's a great one. Very great. So what I'm saying is, though, and that's how I introduce myself every time I meet somebody. Jack Bensinger, UTA, Rise. Good to meet you. Oops, I kind of want to bleep that. All right. So what I'm saying is 46. All right. So what I'm saying is, I took an emotional gamble that night. And it's not from the show. It was from, you know what? I'm going to go there and I'm going to basically tell somebody I don't know very well that I'm just not feeling it today. And you know what they did?
What?
They disactivated the grenade. And they said, dude, meet my friend. It was Vikrant.
Love Vikrant.
Okay.
He's
That's
the best.
A funny comedian.
Okay, go ahead.
Has a very good joke about Finding Nemo that I'm not going to spoil. But sometimes, you know, it's humiliating to ask for help. And sometimes it's demasculating because you want people to continue to see you for the way you are. Oh, Jack isn't, like, I see you as, like, this bulletproof fucking, like, Vin Diesel, XXX, like, yo, isn't that dude that's, like, constantly so fucking crazy, fatalist, smoking cigarettes, like, this and that, no sensitivity, the least sensitive person I've ever met. Guess what? Even sometimes the least sensitive person you've ever met can be the most sensitive person in the room.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
That's amazing. Can I just speak to one specific listener who I know is out there right now?
Oh my God.
I know that there is a boomer male, 57 years old.
Hardly boomer.
Sitting on the couch, a boomer cusp, a cusp boomer, maybe, you know, at the lower end of the. A 57 year old dude, single, butt naked, big ass fucking gut, on the couch right now, listening to Joy Tactics with some Skull Candy earbuds.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Skull Candy.
I want to just let you know. Get out there and get some help. Reach out for, ask for help. Because I know you're burying that shit down. Your parents fought in World War II, and you just want to bury it all deep down inside. All right? But you don't need to. Go out to Starbucks and just chill at the pickup counter and talk to the workers there. Anybody. Because I know you don't have
talk
friends.
Talk to that young worker there.
Pink-haired.
And ask them about how they identify. Yeah, yeah.
Be very careful, sir.
And I want to
be very careful.
Right, the Starbucks union, of course. And I want to say this: that's very funny to think that both of the parents fought in World War II as some type of Mr. and Mrs. Smith World War II. Bro, if there was Mr. and Mrs. Smith World War II,
that's a fucking 500 because that's such a good script.
$500 million. It's me and fucking
God.
Who?
Wait,
Carmen Electra.
Lena Dunham.
Were women allowed to fight in? I don't think women were.
That'd
this
be
might
sick.
Be a stupid question, but Were women allowed to fight in World War II?
No, but how many? You know how many Mulan? Right? How many Mulan?
How many Mulans were in World War II? Go ahead, look back. By the way,
white
go
Mulan.
Ahead. Google image Poland World War II Warsaw
Polish
Battlefront
Mulan.
And zoom in and really take a good look. You'll see some ponytails sneaking out the back of people's shirts. With the real heroes, by the way. And then look at the bodies. Yep, all men.
Can we sing a Mulan song right now, Disney adult style?
I don't know any.
Come
of them.
Destroy the Finnish, and we can get. The Hun.
What'd you say? Come to
wow.
The
I don't know the lyrics.
Oh, World
you know
War II adaptation?
Huh?
Mulan, it's called like, you know, what's like a Polish name? Polish guy's name. Eaglin?
Let's, what? No, I'm going to start singing this and you guys are going to know exactly when to come in, okay?
Oh, I just thought of another
Mulan
song.
Let's get down to business.
To business.
To defeat.
And defeat.
The Hun.
The Hun.
Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons?
For sons. Put your hands in the motherfucker. Not ready? You're the punkless punk ever.
Wait, how did this part? The saddest bunch.
Somehow make
a man.
Dublin, put your motherfucking hands up in the air.
The fire goes off.
Yeah.
Fire going and then, crazy off, break dancing.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, of course, Kid Cudi comes out.
Kid Cudi comes out in a motherfucking with a katana and a kimono. He comes out with a and one of those electric face
he comes
masks
out.
With an LED shape shifting mask.
Big Sean comes
with
out
the power
as
suit.
The cricket.
He comes out of the what?
As the cricket. You remember the cricket?
Oh,
you're
little,
talking about the little
bro,
guy?
You know that's. Bro, oh, who's the cricket? Oh, because
Danny
Eddie
DeVito.
Murphy's the dragon,
right?
Oh, Mushu.
So wait, Eddie Murphy was Mushu and Donkey?
Donkey? Whoa!
Curious.
Talk about curious.
Talk about CIA. Ugh. Talk about look at the
about Disney. Oh, Eddie
plant.
Murphy. Disney. Disney owned by who?
Hulu. No.
Hulu.
Gatorade.
Hulu is owned by the CIA. The CIA is influencing our ideas and ideological.
CIA? You mean the children?
China.
Child emporium of.
It's just all connected, right bro. It's all
emporium.
Connected. Oh, this song. Okay. Remember this song from Mulan, The Reflection?
That's a beautiful one.
Christina Aguilera's Reflect.
Wait, Christina Aguilera did that?
What? I think
she
so.
Did, she looks like Jack Sparrow in a hot way.
What is that? How does that
Christina
song go?
When will my
reflection
yes.
Oh, that shit brings a. That could get me teared up.
You know
that song?
You know that. You know that Christina Aguilera is one of our last living divas, right? In a cool way.
Yeah. Well, divas, we're next episode
we're
about divas, so I don't want to
get
too much on
dirty.
It. But, yeah.
That shit got me. I got to say, that shit got me horny.
Jeez.
That
Nate, you
dirty
get
music
yourself,
video.
If anything ever happens, whatever, you got to get yourself a diva, dude. I know. You got to be Mr. Diva. Damn.
Devious divas.
Well, we're going to SNL tonight. Do you think I could get a pick with Dua Lipa?
Bro. Oh, shit. I want, bro, you realize that they want me there so bad tonight, too, but I can't make the. I mean, I could. If I flew out right now, I could barely make it. Hop back in the morning.
Just hit the FBO. It's simple. We'll see you there.
Wouldn't that be so funny, bro, me and Dua Lipa?
Should I come out tonight for one night?
You can't be. Eric,
you and
spend $1,400. We'll use Joy Tactics' as money. Don't even worry about it. Go to the airport right now. Go to Burbank right now.
Oh,
that's
leave the rental car
people,
at the.
I'm not gonna say who, but that's we know some people who do that. That financially surprises
I know,
me,
man. I know, man.
So what I'm saying is, this is one of the. Can I say something?
Yeah.
This is I'm looking at the clock. We're at 54 minutes, and I'm thinking, I'm not ready, man. I'm not ready to talk about joy. I want to keep doing this. I
no.
want to keep hearing your
I
guys'
know.
Perspective.
Well, we owe them a little more time.
We are in debt. We are in a time debt situation right now.
I've
we
been getting
indebted.
Threats.
fuck you. The fucking episode was 50.
You knew that I had a heart surgery to go into, dude, and you fucking the podcast cut off 16 minutes early.
And by the way, that's the surgeon saying that.
Of course, you know, it is. Because the surgery is exactly, the heart surgery is exactly an hour and 18 minutes long. So when we cut it early, and all of a sudden they're looking at that aorta right in the eye, looking back at them, and they don't have the strength anymore. Yeah, we feel
doing
that
surgery
way.
With Joy Tactics, in because you know they don't need to listen to anybody around them. They can just zone in. Just people who have done heart surgery 1,000 times, like they can just fucking. They probably put in a podcast. They're listening to Andrew Schultz while fucking doing crazy cardiovascular surgery.
I saw Andrew
I don't
Schultz
think we need
someone.
To be surgery.
Oh,
no, I'm just messing. He wouldn't do that. What's up, Eric? I'm sorry, I just triggered you. Eric has a very, very serious complex about
Triggered.
Andrew Schultz.
Trigger warning.
Being a violent man. This would never be the case.
Right. No, I just don't even want to talk about it. Like, there's something about with me and Andrew Schultz that happened that I just don't even want to talk about right now. But when the memoir comes out. Yeah.
Eric accidentally took his...
By the way, memoir is coming out next year. Yeah.
It's 40
got
pages.
Smacked in the head by Andrew Schultz for touching his suitcase.
It's 40 pages. 20 pages of it are just about Dak Shepherd's life.
You need to write a memoir like too early in your career, like where it's like, really, this is.
Oh, if you're 18 right now listening to this, go ahead and just get that thing published.
Get that memoir cooking now. You'll thank us when.
Stop now. You know. Start reflecting. Sales. Stop living.
Yes.
Any Random House producers on the listeners in the listenership?
Any
Penguin Random House.
Penguin Random.
I love Penguin. Any EA Sports developers in the mix as well? Oh, because my life's too. Because
we got a new idea.
Joy Tactics, the video game.
Street.
Are you serious, bro?
White collar Street Fighters.
Who would be the bosses?
Oh, the bosses would be our own fucking anxiety, depression.
It would be your own bank account,
high blood pressure, sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea. You have to try to take a. You have to try to sleep. You have to keep the hoses going.
And what would our weapons be?
Eric,
I think our weapons, dude.
Eric
is having a heart attack right now.
Don't do it.
If you bet, that is actually a 25% kickback or a 25-cent kickback on your bet. If you put in 20 bucks, you get 25 cents. If Eric gets a sort of mini heart attack during the episode, this is our weapon, bro.
What are our weapons be? What?
This is a first-person shooter, and it's just all you see is this.
The heart hands,
and we shoot heart and
love
to
love enemies. Love, and you do the. You know what I fucking hated the. Thumb and forefinger heart. That's nothing, bro. I like to show a big heart like as such.
Unless I'm talking to a bug, then I'll do it. Because this is too big for their eyes.
Right, their eyes can't even take in all that information.
Yeah.
And what would be the little... you know how in... All right, there's bosses, of course.
Yeah.
In video game logic, there's a lot of these little creatures that we kill along the way.
Right.
Are we going to be fucking killing bugs? Are we going to be killing turtles like
we're
in
gonna
Super
be killing
Mario?
No.
We don't kill. This is the Janus Joy Tactics files where we kill nothing. We injure and harm nothing. We consume almost nothing that has any sentience.
Oh, we resuscitate. It's basically a video game where all the bosses are already dead. Imagine this. You get into Bowser's castle. You walk in and he's sitting there and he's choking on a pretzel like George Bush. And it's your job to go in there and give him the Heimlich. Yuck, yuck. But his shit's so big that you need help. So you reach out for help. You get Luigi, Yoshi. You're all in there. Then you got to resuscitate him mouth to mouth on Bowser.
Wow. Oh,
flip it in reverse,
can I do that part?
Mouth on
Bowser.
It's not like that. Hey. Eric is walking up and down the beach just listening, making sure everybody's breathing who's tanning because he wants to just maybe just at the chance.
No, I don't. I don't act that way for real. I really don't.
Going up on somebody, going down on the mouth. Did I say that last episode?
Going down on the mouth.
That's what they do at weddings. They go down on each other's mouths.
Mouths. All right.
Sounds like a good song title to me, Jack, for your R&B.
What?
Your R&B
going
record.
Going down in the mouth.
Going,
that's
going
your,
down on the mouth.
That's you and J. Cole. J. Cole featuring Jack Benzinger.
Don't
going
need
down
to go
mouth.
South. Don't need to go south.
Let me go up. Let me get back to you guys on the.
This is exactly. I'm not kidding you. If we were in the studio right now, this is exactly what the type of shit that Rick Rubin is witnessing. Is conversations like these
go
happening.
Down on your mouth? That's a come and knock on my door.
Rick,
yeah, going down on
you. You know what Rick Rubin says? He says the audience is irrelevant, bro. And I heard that when I was about 10 years old. I heard him say that.
The audience
so
is
that's
what?
How I've been living. My
irrelevant.
The audience is irrelevant, bro, to the art. The minute that you start morphing and changing your shit towards your audience, bro, you lose any type of artistic integrity and you start making garbage. So just make this shit that excites you, dude.
You know what excites me?
I agree with that. What?
Cha-ching, cha-ching. That's money.
Coins.
I do one genre, green.
Did you see there was like some TikTok artist? I don't know who this was. It might be an actual good musician, but I've never heard of this fucking. It was like a good looking guy in his like early 20s.
Charlie Puth.
Who was like put out some article in like Complex that was like, actually, I don't give a fuck about Rick Rubin's. The audience is, you don't think about the audience. I only think about the audience, Rick Rubin. And if you want to have a discussion, come on my podcast and we can chop it up and have a difference.
Jacob
of ideas.
Collier.
Oh, you know.
It's Jacob Collier, dude.
Is he.
Do I know Jacob Collier? Of course, bro.
Oh, that's that British guy that can freestyle in the Fibonacci sequence.
Jake.
And if we were to move your laptop slightly to the left, we'd see a bunch of sort of Jacob Collier posters and fan backpacks.
Lunchboxes. Pretty much. You couldn't imagine.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Jacob Collier lunchboxes. What?
What? Say a sentence right now and watch this. Just say any sentence right now.
My name is.
Yeah, that's fine.
My name's Eric.
My name's Eric. C sharp, F sharp. See what I'm saying? That's the Jacob Collier school of thought.
Wow, so you see musically. He sees quiet musically, doesn't he? Synesthesia.
Yeah, in the same way that some people would see emotional truth and how to talk to people normally, he sees music. All right. We've had a picture of Anne Hathaway on my desktop now for about 35 minutes.
Jack, they're on Jack's computer. The whole entire time since we brought up Anne Hathaway, there is a zoomed in picture of Anne Hathaway just.
By the way, you should be so lucky to have a picture of her up and about. I'll just say that.
We should have her just as the kind
of
the fourth
Joy
Tactics member.
The fourth mic.
Spirit. The fourth mic. The fourth silent mic.
I would do literally anything for. If Anne Hathaway's car broke down and she needed somebody to tell that to, I would be right there. To hear that happened.
Beautiful.
You just want to hear it, but you can't help her out.
I wish I could.
Okay, I mean, I have to go hike all of Griffith Park right now, then.
Let's just say burrito. Jack Black is starting a podcast.
Cortada. Yeah, I don't want to fucking talk. Chill, man.
All right.
I do want to know, though. I'm so curious what gave you guys joy this week, past few days that I haven't seen you.
Oh, wow. Where to begin?
I really do feel like this is one of those weeks that too many things are out there that have given me joy. Way too many things. Did I say, I said last week, the Wall Street Baz, that was fucking awesome.
Tag me in. What gave me joy this week is quite simple. God damn, there's a lot of stuff. Riding a bike. Okay, I'll save it. But what gave me joy is I walk into an amazing place. One of the most magical places in New York City is called the Barclays Center, Atlantic Terminal. This place is amazing. They have Buffalo Wild Wings, Applebee's, Target, Guitar Center, Subway, GameStop, Uniqlo, the Chuck E. Sephora, the DMV, a grocery store. I could literally go on for very long about this place. Best Buy. And what do they have I went to? Well, it's called Dave & Buster's. I went there
alone
2 days ago. Eric. Yeah. I was there alone. I went to Dave and Buster's by myself while the sun was up, and I walked in just to scope it out, because before I take my girl on a date, I like to go take myself there first to make sure that's up to standards. I warn all the staff that I'm going to be bringing a lady there in a couple weeks once I get my money right, and they just to remember and get, you know, whatever, clean it up a little bit. So then what I did is I walked in. I said, you know what? Let me make sure the machines are working. I was about the only person in there. I asked the person, the security guard at the front door. I said, I don't need a ticket to get in Dave and Buster's. They go, no, man, enjoy yourself. Okay, so I walk in, free of charge, of course. And I go up to the card, token, card machine, whatever. Whatever it is. Because I go, let me make sure the machines work, the basketball shit. Boink. I tap my debit card. Insufficient funds. Okay, most people would think, okay, I'm spinning out. I'm going to have a mental breakdown. I'm going to run into traffic. I'm 32 years old. I just tried to get a Dave & Buster's card by myself while the sun's up, and I was financially rejected. Guess what I did? This gave me joy. I was forced to find joy from deep within my pelvis and pull that shit out and say, you know what?
Ooh.
I have a business credit card. So I tapped my business credit card on $50 worth of tokens at Dave & Buster's. And yeah, I played basketball and I went to the claw machine and I won a thingy and I left with the my pride high with a new toy and with a new strength in my denial to look at my own scenario. That's what gave me joy.
I have the perfect tee up to what you just talked about, Jack.
But I just tee up.
Like just piggyback, sorry. Oh, okay. Piggyback to this. I don't want to say what gave me joy this week. I want to give joy, hopefully.
Whoa.
And I want to put out this. I found a debit card on the ground in the subway the other day. And if we can please get this out to the Joy Tactics Nation, if you're listening right now, I would love. So I picked this up because I said, you know what? Somebody's going to take this and is going to run up the credit card. I'm going to take it and just fucking, you know.
Just buy a couple things, some liquid debt.
Yeah, just we're apologizing up front.
Nate did one case. Switch.
Come on, I get a little bit of something. I found it.
Finder's fee.
Right, finder's fee, dude. So if we could get this to Malik Jeremy Henry, you have a Star Wars debit card that was left on what subway was it that we found?
That was the Penn Station.
The Penn Station subway. We found this on the ground. So if, dude, bro, I know you probably already canceled your card, but if you just want this back as kind of a souvenir of you know, your past credit cards or something like that, please reach out. I would love to first class mail this to you, man.
Even though you're in the city right now where he probably is.
So again, Malik Henry, I know there's somebody out here who knows a person that knows a person. That would be the most joy tacticianary thing on the planet if we got this back to him and then did a podcast with him about how much he wants to, you know, and we're like, so like,
don't tell
you're pretty
me.
Excited that we did this, right?
Yeah, you're wondering why you're here, man. So you're wondering why you're on this
to
shit.
Get it, you have to do a podcast with us.
Yeah, and don't freak out right now, about 300 people are going to hear this.
Yeah, that's right. 300 dedicated fucking loyal ass.
Many of whom are British.
Listeners.
Many.
Right.
Okay, Eric.
Okay, what gave me joy?
Get ready.
Mine's going to be so boring, but in L.A. and when there's a new Mexican, you know, classically we go to Salsa and Beer when we're here.
Number two.
But I went to another one called El Compadre, and this shit, have you been there, Nate?
Is it on Hyperion?
El Compadre on Sunset?
I think I had to have been there. Is it by...
It's like big red booths, like those like kind of medieval looking chandeliers. The food was popping, dude. The salsa was hitting. I just had a Diet Coke, but it was a... this is what California's got down pat, are these type of Mexican restaurants. Kind of similar to the ones I grew up around in Seattle a little bit. you know, just big. You can get a table in every. New York doesn't have it like this. We got Tacombi. Pathetic. You know what I mean?
Wait, keep going on that video.
He's looking up. I'm showing Nate a video the restaurant. Of somebody walking in virtually. Somebody
I'm trying to think if this is the spot I'm thinking of.
You're like young Jamie.
Thank you.
Oh, no. I haven't been here.
Tacombi has... I have a real issue with them.
I know. And well, that'll be the next episode. It's just a full breakdown.
Small business takedown.
Small business take the no, no, bro. They're actually opposite.
Very funny.
But I think I'm gonna go to hike today. But I don't know.
Well, that'll be nice.
Okay,
just
guys.
Bring water with you, Eric.
I don't need it, dude. I'll just drink a lot before. All right.
Okay, this was the gambling. Love you guys.
This was the gambling.
The gambling episode.
The Gamblionic Files.
Yep.
All right. Peace out and see you soon.
See you soon. Nate, bye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.